Tercer documento. Lo escuchará dos veces. Dispone de un minuto y medio para leer el cuestionario.
Eddie Rickenbacker. In July 1924, he said, "Within the next few decades, autos will have folding wings that can be spread when on a straight stretch of road so that the machine can take to the air. Flying cars! Wow. Considering the fact that electric cars have yet to take over the automobile industry, this one might take another few decades." Harold Spencer Jones. In 1957, the Astronomer Royal of the UK said, "Space travel is bunk." Unfortunately for him, 2 weeks later, Sputnik, the first artificial Earth satellite, was orbiting the planet. Pierre Pache, professor of physiology at Toulouse, said in 1872 that Louis Pasteur's theory of germs is ridiculous fiction. Dr. Peter Duisberg, meanwhile, said, "That virus is a pussycat," in regards to HIV during 1988, and he was the molecular biology professor at UC Berkeley. Didn't get it right, chaps. Didn't get it right. Workers. In 1959, Edwin L. Drake tried to get workers to carry out his project to drill for oil in 1859. They said, "Drill for oil? You mean drill into the ground to try and find oil? You're crazy." Turns out, he wasn't crazy. Thomas Watson, the chairman of IBM, said in 1943, "I think there is a world market for maybe 5 computers. Nearly 2 billion people now have computers, so it looks like Watson was off by a little bit." Lee DeForest. In 1926, the American radio pioneer said, "While theoretically and technically television may be feasible, commercially and financially, I consider it an impossibility, a development of which we need waste little time dreaming." William Thompson. In 1896, he said, "X-rays will prove to be a hoax." He also said that there is nothing new to be discovered in physics now. All that remains is more and more precise measurement. No more physics to be found here. Don't know why you guys are bothering with the whole Kern atom smashing. John Eric Ericsson. Ericsson, who was a surgeon to Queen Victoria, stated in 1873 that the abdomen, the chest, and the brain will forever be shut down from the intrusion of the wise and humane surgeon. So of course, yeah, the idea of doing any surgery on people's chests or people's brains. No. What would be the point of that? Charles H. Jewell. The commissioner of the US Office of Patents said in 1899 that everything that can be invented has been invented. Might have to disagree with you there, old chap, because I don't think in 1899 anybody had yet to invent the Nintendo Game Boy. Obviously after that, wrap it up.
Dispone de 45 segundos para releer y contestar el cuestionario antes de volver a escuchar el documento.
Eddie Rickenbacker. In July 1924, he said, "Within the next few decades, autos will have folding wings that can be spread when on a straight stretch of road so that the machine can take to the air. Flying cars!" Wow. Considering the fact that electric cars have yet to take over the automobile industry, this one might take another few decades. Harold Spencer Jones. In 1957, the Astronomer Royal of the UK said, "Space travel is bunk." Unfortunately for him, 2 weeks later, Sputnik, the first artificial Earth satellite, was orbiting the planet. Pierre Pasché, professor of physiology at Toulouse, said in 1872 that Louis Pasteur's theory of germs is ridiculous fiction. Dr. Peter Duisberg, meanwhile, said, "That virus is a pussycat," in regards to HIV during 1988, and he was the molecular biology professor at UC Berkeley. Didn't get it right, chaps. Didn't get it right. Workers. In 1959, Edwin L. Drake tried to get workers to carry out his project to drill for oil in 1859. They said, "Drill for oil? You mean drill into the ground to try and find oil? You're crazy." Turns out, he wasn't crazy. Thomas Watson, the chairman of IBM, said in 1943, "I think there is a world market for maybe 5 computers. Nearly 2 billion people now have computers, so it looks like Watson was off by a little bit." Lee DeForest. In 1926, the American radio pioneer said, "While theoretically and technically television may be feasible, commercially and financially, I consider it an impossibility, a development of which we need waste little time dreaming." William Thomson. In 1896, he said, "X-rays will prove to be a hoax." He also said, "There is nothing new to be discovered in physics now. All that remains is more and more precise measurement." No more physics to be found here. Don't know why you guys are bothering with the whole Kern atom smashing. John Eric Ericsson. Ericsson, who was a surgeon to Queen Victoria, stated in 1873 that the abdomen, the chest, and the brain will forever be shut down from the intrusion of the wise and humane surgeon. So of course, yeah, the idea of doing any surgery on people's chests or people's brains. No. What would be the point of that? Charles H. Jewell. The commissioner of the US Office of Patents said in 1899 that everything that can be invented has been invented. Might have to disagree with you there, old chap, because I don't think in 1899 anybody had yet to invent the Nintendo Game Boy. Obviously after that, wrap it up.
Dispone de 45 segundos para releer el cuestionario y completar la tarea. Fin de la tercera tarea. Ha terminado la grabación.